I have a special announcement for this podcast. I would like to welcome a sponsor. Yes, that's right. A sponsor for the Breathing 411. It is incredible. You will never believe who it is. It is my absolute love for you all listening. So thank you. Of course, I don't have any real sponsors. I just wanted to say thank you for listening. Let's jump into the show. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled, Slow Breathing as a Positive Stressor. And here is a quote. Slow breathing is, in fact, a type of positive stress in and of itself because you are making an automatic function of your body intentional. Sometimes, as you might notice, your nervous system might resist a little to the changes you are suggesting because it is not used to being told what to do. End quote. And that is Eddie Stern from Healing Through Breathing. And I love this shift in perspective, right? I've never heard it framed that way, but it makes perfect sense. And yeah, it makes logical sense, right? It reminds us that if you teach slow breathing or if you are just learning it or maybe rediscovering it, right? If you've taken a break and you might notice there could be a tad bit of resistance, right? That is normal. We're making an automatic function now deliberate and intentional. So that'll cause a little bit of resistance. But as Eddie goes on to say, that tension, quote, will melt away with time, practice, patience, and a gentle approach to slow breathing, end quote. I love that, and I love this change. So slow breathing, let's talk about it as a positive stressor, right? A slight one at the beginning that goes away with time. And now let's move on to thought number two. It is titled, An Important Thing to Remember in Learning Breath Practices. And here's a quote. In learning breath practices, the most important thing to remember is to relax. Self-judgment adds another layer of stress. The less you judge yourself, the easier it will be to relax and experience the benefits. Try not to evaluate or judge what is happening. Just go with it. End quote. And that is Richard Brown, MD, and Patricia Gerbarg, MD, from another book with healing in it, The Healing Power of the Breath, one of my all-time favorites. And I love that, right? It's just so good. Try not to judge yourself. That is the most important thing, right? Try to relax. And it reminds me of another gym quote from another MD, but this time Herbert Benson, discussing the relaxation response. This is what he says, quote, the less you worry about the results, the better. Just let it happen, end quote. So these are our reminders, right? Which I constantly need, all of us probably need. If you are trying to improve your life, you probably judge yourself a little bit too much, right? And so self-judgment adds another layer of stress. So the less we judge ourselves, the easier. So let go, do our breath practice, and just let it happen. Don't worry so much about if you did it perfectly or any of that stuff. All right. With that, let's move on to thought number three. I love this one. Obviously, I love all of them, but this one is I love so much. It's titled, A Poor Host for Disease. And here's a quote. This is one of the greatest secrets of health. Research evidence today suggests that emotional immunity to negative states of mind may well be linked to physical immunity, even resistance to disease. A person who is even-minded, who doesn't get shaken if people speak ill of him or excited when they praise her to the skies, such a person, I submit, is a poor host for disease. End quote. And that is Eknath Ishwaran from Original Goodness. And I love that, right? Of course, it does not mean we'll just never get sick or that all our ailments will suddenly vanish if we become even-minded, right? That's not what he's saying. But I love this idea that by training our minds to be steadier through things like meditation, that's what Eknath Ishwaran suggests, but also breathing exercises can help with that, we become at least, right, a poor host to that disease. We try to be a poor host. Maybe we'll kick it out. Maybe not in some cases like my type 1 diabetes, right? But it still helps to be a poor host for the disease, to do everything we can to make it feel unwelcome in our beautiful bodies, right? So thank you for that incredible insight. And with that, let's move on to thought number four. An open heart to have open eyes. And here's a quote. Ancient meditation texts describe compassion and mindfulness as two wings of a bird, emphasizing that we need an open heart to have open eyes. End quote. That is Ronald Siegel, Psy D from The Mindfulness Solution. And I have nothing to add. That's so good. We need an open heart to have open eyes. That sounds amazing to me. And that is it for the four thoughts this week. Let's move on to the one quote. It's a great one. It's one I've shared in a thought before, but it's always worth revisiting. And this one's just so good. It felt right to share. So here it is, quote, "This is the deepest paradox in all of meditation. We want to get somewhere. We wouldn't have taken up the practice if we didn't. But the way to get there is just to be fully here." End quote. And that is Larry Rosenberg. And as I read that, I realized, oh, that's related to thought number two, right? Of letting go of outcomes. That is the deepest paradox. We want to get somewhere. That's why we're doing the breath practice or the meditation practice. But the way to actually get there is just to be fully here, to fully enjoy the process, right? All of the things that are so cliche, we hear all over the place now. It's true. That's why we hear it so much. All right. That is it for the one quote. Let's wrap up with the one answer. The category this week is contagious breathing. The answer is, one study found that our brains respond to the sound of this particular breathing exercise by preparing our facial muscles to join in. And I should note that I put breathing exercise in quotes. So one study found that our brains respond to the sound of this breathing exercise by preparing our facial muscles to join in. What is laughter? Of course, right? So laughter is contagious. And yeah, if you see someone or hear someone else doing it, your brain will respond by preparing your facial muscles to join in. That's beautiful. And if you want some laughter, go to my Instagram. I posted some memes on Friday. Those are always funny to laugh at us, breath coaches and breath nerds, at how silly we are with our love for it. And if you really love breathing and want to step it up, join the Breath Learning Center, right? Breathlearning.com. It's breathing science and wisdom meditations for a well-lived life, to help us think, speak, and act in alignment with the people we want to become, right? By using this wisdom, reading it daily, and doing our breath practice. So if you're interested, join in, check it out. It's cheap and tons and tons of wisdom that is super easy. It's one of the most effective ways I've found to actually genuinely change our lives. So go check it out if you're interested. And with that, I'll recap. Remember, slow breathing, positive stressor. Thank you, Eddie, for that insight. I love that. Remember that the most important thing to do when learning breath practices is let go of self-judgment, right? Just do the practice. Remember my favorite one this week, that you can become a poor host for disease when you learn to be even-minded, to, you know, just be steadier, not getting too excited when we're praised, and also not getting too down when people speak ill of us, or when things go bad, or when life is up. We just learn to be steadier. That will make us a poor host to disease. And remember, all of this, right, to have open eyes, to see clearly. That's what we're after in meditation and breathing and mindfulness, to just live better. You have to have an open heart to have those open eyes. So remember to open your heart up a little bit this week, metaphorically speaking, of course. And just thank you, as always, for listening. I'll see you next week.